Videos advocating dubious medical practices are booming on social media. YouTube and Facebook have been flooded with unfounded advice on treatments for severe medical issues, like suggesting you inject baking soda to curb the threat of cancer. Platforms including YouTube and Facebook say that they're now taking action to keep snake oil cures from gaining traction and those salesmen from cashing in on false claims. Daniela Hernandez has been reporting on this. She's digital science editor at The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to The Takeaway, Daniela.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We hear a lot of misinformation campaigns when it comes to vaccines, obviously. What other health issues have come up in this spread of misinformation online?
Well, cancer, as we point out in the story, is a big one, but it really does span the gamut. Medical misinformation is just another flavor of all the misinformation that's out there that's proliferating on social media.
And where is all this fake medical news coming from, and how is it getting circulated?
Well, there are some reports that we didn't have time to get into in this story or the story that we reported on vaccines a couple of months ago of Russian bots spreading misinformation about vaccines. There was a study a while back about that. Our report, this one that came out this morning in the paper, really focused on cancer. And so we looked at social media accounts that promoted treatments that were not scientifically validated. And so these are accounts on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, really everywhere. For consumers, it's hard for them to really understand what's reliable and what's not for anybody, partly because, as the oncologist that I talked to mentioned, there tends to be this kernel of truth to the things that are being advocated. And so what that means is that they might reference a study in a lab, but that intervention hasn't been tested in humans and it's being presented as something that can be curative when in fact it hasn't been vetted. And so it raises hope for people who are, you know, battling these conditions.
And you're saying it's a lot of times it's Russian bots who are behind this?
I'm not saying that it's a lot of the times it's Russian bots behind this. I'm saying that there was this one particular study that suggested that.
Okay.
But the accounts that we featured in our story seem to be real accounts.
Okay. So I don't get that much medical misinformation or information even in my Facebook feed, but I always see these weird pictures in ads at the bottom of various web pages saying things like, you know, experts say ingesting this sea creature is the key to your prostate health. And they'll show something really creepy or ferocious, like a piranha or a sea slug or something. And I'm always like, what on earth is going on here? I mean, there's just such weird specious stuff floating out there, clearly somehow targeting middle-aged dude like myself.
Well, the hard thing is that, as we point out in the story, it's so easy to publish on the internet, right? And it's really hard for anyone, including the tech companies, to really vet the validity of it. Science is really nuanced and complicated, and it's asking a lot for a consumer who is looking for information. I mean, just think about yourself. Like, you might have the flu, or your child might be sick. You might not be able to call your doctor right away, right? So you go on Google and you type in a search and out comes information. Sometimes that information is valid and reliable, but sometimes it might not. And what's really difficult is that sometimes the information that is valid is peppered with results that are not. And so it's hard to gauge whether something that you're reading is actually accurate.
Is it possible to know how much people are actually profiting from these things?
We tried to quantify that in our pre-reporting, and it's difficult because some of that data just lives with the tech companies.
Can you tell us about the case of Robert Young?
That's a complicated one. So there's this guy in California who was convicted of practicing medicine without a license. And he still has a presence on social media, a YouTube channel where he's prominently featured, several Facebook pages, one that we mentioned in the story with about 60,000 followers. And it's a pretty active page. There's posts regularly that hawk everything from supplements to services. There was a post back a couple of months ago saying that he was going to present the cure for cancer at a medical meeting, I think abroad, and that cure was baking soda, and that the medical establishment was preventing patients from accessing that.
And how is one supposed to, I guess, ingest or, you know, take in this baking soda? We're talking about injections?
That's what our reporting showed from talking to prosecutors, that was through IV, yes.
And what would the result be if you actually did that?
Well, it's part of this bigger treatment regimen that he was promoting, keeping the body at an optimal level of acidity. And baking soda keeps the acid levels down. And so he thinks that by doing that, it can prevent or cure all sorts of diseases, cancer included.
But is it clear what would happen or what has happened even from anyone who's followed this advice?
Well, I can't say that like this particular regimen ended up in the death of the woman that we talk about in the story, but you know, she was somebody who was really desperate to find a cure for her condition. She had breast cancer. So she found him on the internet and went to his ranch in California, ended up spending tens of thousands of dollars, and she had a very progressed cancer. The regimens of juicing and whatnot probably didn't help. Like she was probably not eating enough and her immune system was already down. So it's a whole combination of things. It's really sad. And what doctors were really concerned about is that, you know, these patients, sometimes medicine can't help them. Like the cancer's too advanced or there isn't a treatment for it. And they're just looking for hope, right? You want to help yourself or your loved one. And unfortunately, sometimes the science just isn't there to do that. And so they look to other means. And it's, you know, you can understand that. Like when you're desperate like that, you want to be able to say, like, I did everything I could. It's human to want to do that.
Daniela Hernandez is digital science editor at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you for your reporting, Daniela.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.